You like visit your cousins at like a family reunion and you're like, hey, I know you guys are from Iowa. Have you guys heard about Marilyn Manson sucking his own dick? Like,
what is up, everybody? You have just tuned in to the Tether Radio podcast, the only podcast keeping you from spiraling out into the infinite abyss. I'm your host, Daniel, and I'm joined this week by Allie and Larry.
Hey! Why do you say that like it's something different?
Well, because I want to keep the listeners on their toes.
Like, ooh, well, like what if I'm like...
One of these days, it'll be different. We've got people wanting to guest on here, and we need to make that happen.
And I'm joined this week by Barney the Big Fucking Purple Elephant. Wait, he's a dinosaur, isn't he?
He's a dinosaur. Already.
Let me take a sip of my beer real quick. Oh, hell. I'm going to call myself out. I'm not drinking a beer. I'm drinking a fucking Truly. Just whatever. Because Megan loves to buy booze and drink two of them and then leave them in the beer fridge. And then I'm just like, I'm like that person that just goes out and I'm like, what's alcoholic and carbonated?
What is already in my house? I will have it.
Yeah. I mean, like, literally. I hate that my standards have, like, gone to that point. But you know what?
Man, guys are allowed to drink seltzer. There's all kinds of guys that drink seltzer.
Well, no. It's not that I don't like it. It's like I wouldn't prefer it kind of thing. I'm just like drinking it before it gets beyond its use date kind of thing.
Yeah.
Dude, you know how long those things last? There's no way.
Well, they have to eventually lose the carbonation, right?
Probably, yeah.
Which, that's my standard.
Okay. Whatever you have to tell yourself to drink more.
There you go. There you go, man. So who wants to start off with their week?
Oh.
Oh, silence. My God. I'm not going to lie. I'm sorry. I'll ask it again. Who wants to start off with their week? Yeah. More appropriate.
Mine's good, man. So I have been playing a lot of video games.
You can't just leave it at that. You have to name a video game or video games.
Okay. So I have been playing Overwatch and Rocket League.
Okay. I've dabbled in both.
Yeah. I actually started streaming on my Twitch channel too. Okay. So that I've been doing that to pass the time.
Go ahead and plug it. You can't do that either, man. You can't be like my Twitch channel.
Okay. So my Twitch channel is called Legend Larry. Larry is spelled with an 8 instead of an A.
Mm.
So there you go. If you ever want to tune in. And
wait, I'm confused how that works.
I think he tried for Leet Speak, but he fucked it up.
Huh?
Larry with an 8?
Instead of an A, it's an 8.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Got you. Okay.
Didn't you change your Twitter to that, too?
Yeah. Okay. Why are y'all fucking around? No. Y'all making fun of me for my usernames?
No, I'm not. I was trying to understand it. Like, I thought
I am. I absolutely am.
Okay, well, full disclosure. Allie, coming hard in paint.
Yep.
There's no reason for this whatsoever.
There isn't.
No.
Hell, there's no reason for us to do this podcast.
My reason for all of it is because I like it. I'm going to keep doing it.
And she did some wavy arms, so that makes okay.
Other than that, my week's been pretty typical.
Yeah.
But, you know, I am pretty pumped that I got myself, I don't know, just doing something other than going to bed when I get home.
Dude, Rocket League's fucking amazing. So
it is.
I'll just have you know. Not that you
the
don't
weird
know
thing is like you can start playing and the next thing you know you're like 2 hours in and you're like, what the fuck happened?
Yep.
Like, what's going on with time?
Megan has almost divorced me multiple times over Rocket League because what I will do is I'll hop on and I'd hook up with one of my buddies, Jansen, from pharmacy school, and we'll play like three or four games. You're looking at close to an hour-ish.
Four games is like 15 minutes. They're 5-minute games.
Well, but they don't last 5 minutes if people don't skip through like replays and shit. So
yeah, that's true.
But anyway, so I'm looking at it like an hour. I'll give you that. It's probably more like 5 games kind of thing. But point is, then I'm like, all right, Jansen, let's end on a win. And that is like,
and then you lose,
dude, and then you fucking lose for the next fucking hour, kind of thing. And Megan's just like, is this your fucking last game? Is this it? Is this it? Are you done yet? Are you done? And I'm like, Megan, we can't end on a loss. She's like, well, stop. She's like, fucking stop losing, you fucking piece of shit. And I'm like, damn it, woman, my pride. No. But no, dude, I love that game. I think that game's great. Overwatch, I couldn't get into as much as a lot of my buddies got into, but
I think it's better if you play with people that that you know,
mm-hmm.
because it's just kind of like any other the first person shooter game.
Yeah,
you know, it's more fun whenever you get to like shit talk and coordinate attacks and shit like that. Yeah, so
it's kind of like a more simplistic MOBA, right?
Or it's like for me, I feel like it's an in between Halo and Call of Duty.
Okay, I got you. Well, dude, honestly, I'm stoked that you fucking decide to pick up a controller again.
I know, I'm so pumped.
From one gamer to another, welcome, brother.
Yeah.
Allie, how's your week, dude?
Man, I've been charging my Switch for like 2 weeks. Like it doesn't take that long to charge.
I was like, all right, that's a battery issue.
No,
right
I just I keep meaning to play it and then I don't. But I love Tetris 99 because if I finish in anything above like 50th, I'm like, yeah, I'm better than half y'all.
Because you're battling, right? Yeah. So Megan and I get really stressed out by games like that.
I also do. So that's I'm sort of like. I could have played it, but I don't want to stress out.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what
but is
if
that
I
a healthy stress?
I think so.
Well, it's a stress that there's not, like, if you do fail, then there's not, like, a big.
Yeah, it's not going to, like, ruin my day if I fail. And it's not
going to,
like.
You don't go to jail.
Yeah, I'm not going to stay mad after I've turned the Switch back off.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. It's like a stress that you can.
It's like stress right then, but at any moment you can just turn it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, if, like, you're stressed out because you're not ranking the way you wanted to, you could just, like, redeem that by doing better.
Yeah, I was going to say, all you have to do is. Yeah. Be a lot better.
So
no pressure though.
In the gaming world, two words: get good.
Right. So. Okay, but my week. We had book club last night, and it was awesome.
It was
like
and by last night she means this previous
Wednesday,
the night before the current time that we're recording.
Yes.
Also, speaking of the time we're recording, it is a couple days before. No, day that we're recording. It's a couple days before actual Halloween.
Yeah.
One of your neighbors has Christmas lights up.
What the fuck?
Are you at the beginning of the neighborhood?
Jail.
I don't know, but I don't know. Are they Christmas lights?
They're Christmas lights. Directly to jail.
Really?
It's illegal.
I'm not
even Halloween.
So
the audacity.
They're white lights. They're like warm white.
Is it not the first house on the right?
I think so.
Okay. So, funny story about that house, and I might have already told this. I got up to take Finn to, I'm sorry, no, I got up to go.
Was it the flamingo house?
Yes, thank you. That was the one that got fucking flamingoed.
I feel like they are just starting to put lights up, and they're going to put a lot of lights up.
Really?
That's what I think. Because they've got like one bush, just like twisty lights around it. And I'm like, you're going to do more than this.
Yeah, they better.
Dude,
My God.
Call the president of the fucking
HOA.
Homeowners Association. And
I'm calling the governor.
No.
I'm calling the governor.
I'm writing my congressman. I don't give a shit.
I already wrote him.
But no, book club was really good. We did A Head Full of Ghosts, and it was awesome. Like, it was just, there were so many, like, open-ended things that made for good discussion, and that was cool. Mm. But also, it was just a book that a good book you keep thinking about when you're done with it, you know?
And it was also a good book to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, it was open-ended enough that, you know, everybody had plenty to say kind of things.
Yeah.
So.
Even me, and I didn't read it.
Exactly. Larry could not Google fast enough. So
I was like, ooh, what's up?
Yeah.
What's this? What about this?
But last weekend was the big Halloween party. And did I tell you what my costume was going to be? I just remembered
hearing about black fingernails.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I dressed in all black and I like did like cat makeup and had cat ears. and like whiskers and stuff. But then I have this like gloss for like your face and stuff. So I put it all over so that I looked like really damp. All over your- like all over my face and like my chest and shoulders and stuff.
But not moist.
No, like very.
No, just kidding.
More like wet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, you know.
Like a wet ass pussy.
Oh, she was the wet ass pussy.
That's what my cousin it was.
Yes.
I cracked myself up. It was a good time.
Oh, that's
I came
amazing.
Up with it like a month before, and I was just like, for like the month leading up to the party.
Yes. What? Dude, that's a fucking really good idea.
I was so proud of my idea. And I was really proud of my makeup because it stayed wet looking for the whole, like I was there. By the time I got home and was about to take off my makeup, it still looked wet. And I was like, yeah.
People like walked in and they were like, I mean, like, am I wearing too much? Like, it looks like it might be kind
of
hot.
But like out of context, I just looked kind of sweaty.
Yeah. Yeah. I unfortunately was not able to make it. Sorry, Callie and Will.
And everybody.
My presence. I don't know if anyone even asked about me.
Everybody asked where you were, and we were like, we don't know. Sometimes we don't hear from Larry.
Well, I feel loved now. Thank you, guys.
No, dude, if you can't feel the love on this podcast, fuck you.
Damn.
Oh, man. Well, so I had an interesting experience trying to get my child to eat pasta.
Yeah?
Ooh, how did that go?
Like I said, very interesting. So we were like, all right, this child, first of all, he won't eat mac and cheese, which I'm like, you're probably like the Antichrist
if
that's the case.
Is he disgusted by it?
He literally does not like noodles.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. And I
cannot relate.
Yeah, I know. I was like, dude, I'm a pasta fucking fiend.
Do you think it's the shape? Have you tried like anything else?
I think it's
else?
A texture thing, okay. Dude. Okay. I really do. Man. But
I wish so, I didn't like pasta.
I know, right? So I start talking to my mom, and my mom was just like, dude, she could get my brother and I to do shit that, like, we look back on it and we're like, she's the Tom Sawyer of mothers kind of thing. That it's like, you know, that like painting the fence shit, that it's like, yeah. Oh, yeah, look how fun this is. And oh, wow, everybody else is painting the fucking fence for you kind of thing. And if you hadn't read Tom Sawyer, fucking get learnt. Anyway.
get bent, bitch.
So anyway, she was like.
Coming in hot.
Yeah, dude. Hey, man. There's only one speed. It's hot. But anyway, so she was like, well, have you tried like, I don't know, maybe like Chef Boyardee or something like that. And I was like, oh, that's a good idea. And I was like, talking to Finn about it, and I bought a couple cans of like some mini ravioli and beefaroni. And I was like, I don't know, this might be like whatever. It'll look fun.
Only the best from a boy.
I know, seriously, only the best grade E meat and
I
ground
paid
up.
The top 50 cents a can for this.
No, and the best part was is I bought like three cans when it was only on sale. Like
you cheap motherfucker.
Oh, I know, man. But my mom was like, so have you tried showing him like a Chef Boyardee commercial? And I was like, Mother dearest, I love you.
Sometimes mama knows best.
Dude.
Uh-huh.
We showed him the commercial two times. He was singing about Chef Boyardee while eating beefaroni.
Yes. Ooh.
I was like, dude, I want to talk to the marketing department
for
Chef Boyardee and know like what the fuck they know. It's probably the fucking CIA, but
that's
whatever.
Pretty cool.
But yeah. It was just like the most bizarre thing ever.
Wait till he meets that honeycomb monster, dude. Like it's right? Done then.
Yeah.
He's gonna be all like, "Me want honeycomb." He'll be like, "Please shut up."
No. Jeez, no.
Just go back to Toucan Sam. Please.
I know, right? Follow your fucking nose, brother.
Show him the Quiznos critters. You remember those guys?
The Quiznos. No. Yeah.
The like insane hamster looking dudes that looked like they were like had the mange or something.
Oh no,
dude! I will throw that in the newsletter.
Please, please, please. I did have one recommended movie. This is an older movie, Larry. You might have already seen this. Sinister. Did you see that?
Yes.
It was actually pretty good, man.
Yeah,
I was actually surprised because there was a study that came out and it was like Sinister is the scariest movie to ever like grace the theaters, you know. And I was like, okay, cool. Well, and by that they were like, oh, it, you know, they tested 50 people and it made their heart rate go up 30%, whereas the next closest was 20%.
Wait,
or something.
Were they wearing a fucking Fitbit?
Thank you. Exactly.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Call back.
And they probably were. They probably were, man.
Okay. That's the thing. Like, I hate when something has too much praise. Mm-hmm. Like, I like Stephen King's books, but he can fuck off with all the stuff that he blurbs because the book that we read the other day, he was like, I'm really hard to scare and this scared the hell out of me. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Like, there like, have been books
that
he's...
And I only get paid $500 a comment that I make for other horror books.
Yeah. Right. Like, and he, man, he has some sort of blurb on every, like, debut author thing. So, like, somebody will have a story come out, and it'll be like... I read one time that I had screenshotted a tweet where Stephen King was like, this book was the craziest, scary book I ever read. And I was, like, halfway through the book, and I was like, I have downloaded the wrong book. This must not be it. I went back to the tweet and I was like, it is. Same author. It's,
You were like, dude, I'd have totally read Goodnight Moon and it is not that scary.
But what's the whole thing? Like, fool me once, shame on you. Like, I've learned I don't trust his opinions on like what's a good book.
Yeah.
But so many reviews that I saw of that book was like, Stephen King says the scariest thing ever. And I was like, you guys are new.
He said that though. Like,
what?
After the third time that he says that.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, really? Exactly. Yeah. But this one was actually pretty solid. I didn't remember watching it. Megan said we had already seen it, but she didn't remember a whole lot from it, but she remembered some parts of it. So I don't know. Maybe we saw it. Maybe we had seen it previously. Maybe we hadn't. I don't know. But my past week has been pretty fucking good. Megan has had the past 2 weeks off. She's getting prepped for her next job, of which she will be starting today when this episode goes live.
Hooray!
So new jobs, new adventures, new shit. So anywho... I think that's about all I got for like intro shit.
Let's discuss this bullshit of Facebook.
Hell yeah. Listen, can I just say, JD sent me a story about this before I got the New York Times notification that they had changed their name.
So I got a boatload of notifications. I didn't click on any of them because I was just like, well,
yeah,
Meta, yeah, come on. Like, your Facebook should have just been, like, Meta Turd or something. I don't know. Like,
my friend and I were trying to come up with what we thought it might be.
Yeah.
And he said Meta Morsel.
Oh, okay.
Like, which is stupid.
Yeah.
Which was the point, was he's like, it'll be something stupid. I said it would be one word, and it would be vague, and it would be short, and it would be, like, Omni or something.
Oh.
Pretty fucking close.
You were really close. Yeah. Holy, I didn't take any guesses. Larry, did you take any guesses?
No, I didn't. I took a guess at Donald Trump's new one, and I was close to it. But
it was
no,
Covfefe.
I didn't take a guess on...
I don't know
if I said Network. It on the podcast or not, or if I was just talking to Allie about it. But he launched a new one, and... I was like, social. It's just going to be social. And then I looked to see if the website social was available, and it wasn't. So he decided to name it Truth Social.
Okay.
So I was pretty close. But anyway, yeah. Facebook.
I was like, okay, so what about Facebook?
Okay. Just the fact that Meta, I mean, are you trolling Mark Zuckerberg? Are you trolling
Mark Zuckerberg is not a human and he doesn't know how to troll.
Did you see the video?
Did you see the video?
Yes. Yeah, he's like, Larry. Oh, I thought I was supposed to be the robot.
Thank you. I was like, at least he
acknowledges it.
Yeah, he acknowledges that everybody knows he's a fucking android.
Wait, so. You mean you're trying to tell me that he tried to make a comment that was Meta?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Holy shit.
Got him.
She's got jokes. This girl.
I mean, is the website going to be like revamped or something? Is it like an automatic thing where like if you just log into Facebook or you update the app, it's like, bam, automatically new shit. Like, I don't
so
understand
what's happening.
Aren't they always revamping Facebook? Well,
but my understanding was that's really just more the like, what's the term? Like the umbrella company kind of thing. Like the Facebook app, Instagram, WhatsApp, all that shit, untouched. It's just like Facebook Incorporated that owns all of these other companies.
It's going to be Meta.
That's what's going to be Meta now.
Okay.
Which makes sense because it already is. You know what I'm saying?
So it's appropriately named then because it's like companies within one company.
Yeah. It's
also, like, how many years are they going to have to call themselves Meta, parentheses, the Facebook parent company?
Yeah. Facebook. Oh my God. I hope they take the same route as Prince. The artist formerly known as Prince. Symbol.
just a symbol.
Yeah. It's like Meta. The website formerly known, or the company formerly known as Facebook.
Oh, I hate it.
I hope they do that. I hate my it. God. What a fucking joke.
Do you think this was all because of the bullshit that happened during that that 60-minute thing?
Remind me
the whistleblower.
Yeah, remind me this 60-minute thing.
Oh no,
the whistleblower that they were intentionally hiding shit and like all that stuff.
So whatever. So I think the whistleblower is not a whistleblower. I think that's and you can accuse me of whatever, but I think that that happened for a reason.
You think that was a strategic plan?
I completely think that it's one of these things that it's like, oh yeah, you know, because you are not a company that large, and to allow someone to make whatever, did she not make supposedly thousands or tens of thousands of copies of like internal documents and stuff? It's like, that doesn't go unnoticed. I'm sorry. You are not Facebook, and
that's a lot of copies.
Yeah, exactly.
Facebook. Why are you making copies?
Sorry, what?
Like, your Facebook. Why are you making physical copies?
Just
download it onto a drive.
It was just one of these things that it's like, oh yeah, like, and I took it hook, line, and sinker on the front end, and I was like, oh wow, and then she starts like coming out and like her whatever appearing in front of Congress and all that jazz. And it's like, this seems like,
does she still work for Facebook? Cause during the stuff, it didn't say former. It was just like, something manager for Facebook or some shit.
Well,
like
she's
that.
Probably still on the dole if that's what you're asking. Now, is it? Do you think that she files her W-2 for like Facebook? No, probably not.
But,
no, she. It just seemed like one of these things that it was too much of a. Oh my God, look, they know they have these studies and they know they're doing this damage and they're doing it anyway. And I have all this information and no one has suicided me yet.
You think Facebook's that powerful?
Yes.
Are you joking?
You think Facebook is part of the Bilderberg group?
Zuckerberg is like what, the second most rich dude in the world?
Thank you. Like, dude, so social media is the Bilderberg group. Like I joke, but like
instead of going to like hotels, they just meet on Facebook.
Yeah, like honestly,
just open up a chat.
They've just gotten so powerful that it's one of these things that you can't separate them from
anything else.
Anything, literally.
Yeah.
I agree.
And anything. Zuckerberg's like, well, we hope that this shows people that we're, you know, like far reaching and that we've got a lot of like, yeah, dude, everybody knows Facebook runs everything. Like, no one's doubting that.
They have 2 billion concurrent, like,
consistent users.
Yeah,
like,
which means every 30 days, they have 2 billion unique users.
And of course, a lot of like small businesses in third world countries rely on Facebook for their like advertising and for their like they use it as their website.
Well, yeah, dude, exactly. So when Facebook went down, and that's another thing. Holy moly, that's another thing. if you don't think that that was one of these reality checks to these businesses that do use Facebook like that,
yeah.
I mean, man, it's like, okay, so Facebook went down for what, like 6 hours or something like that. Yeah. They did not have marketing and advertising mm-hmm. for 6 hours.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
That's ooh, just
that was a big fuck you. We got you, bro.
Yeah, and it's like it's like honestly, I hope that. Well, I hope that they kind of scaled their shit back and were like, hey, maybe we need to like throw some flyers up or something.
There's
I don't
something
know.
About having a bunch of eggs, but not all in one basket. I feel like it's a thing.
I've heard that. Man. I've heard that.
Yeah.
Anywho, yeah, I think that this Meta thing, I don't know. I everybody knew that they were trying to like further this metaverse thing, whatever that's going to be. If anybody saw the marketing video, it's not going to be anything like that. It's going to be like fucking Club Penguin or some shit. But just saying, it ain't going to be what you saw in that. I would liken this to the E3 release of like the trailer for Cyberpunk 2077.
Oh God.
And then the actual release.
Yeah.
That's what I would liken it to. But that's just me. So, all right, man, we got an hour.
We got stuff. Let's get,
who wants to go? Who wants to go?
Larry wants to go.
Okay, fine. If you're going to throw me out there like that. Hey, is anyone homeless? Because I have a home for you.
Ooh.
Not only is it free, but you will have to go pick it up in Missouri. So
how am I going to pick up the home? Yeah,
thank you.
Mobile home abandoned in the middle of Missouri road.
Oh, no.
I have questions, Missouri.
What the fuck are
you doing? All right, so police in Missouri are asking for the public to help solve an unusual mystery of a mobile home abandoned in the middle of the road.
Just leave this anywhere, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, how do you just pick up a fucking mobile home and just leave it?
Well, time out. If it annoys you, move it. It's mobile.
it's like a repo gone wrong. Like, yeah. So if you live in a mobile home and they repo it, like, do they just fucking take it away from your property? You come back into
you wake up and you're just like begging around on the fucking road, like, oh my God, it's an earthquake, Bertha.
Bertha.
I don't know. That's the first thing.
Sure.
Dude, so the Greene County Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post, there we go, Facebook again, that someone abandoned a mobile home in the Republic area near the intersection of Farm Road 168 and Farm Road 97, which is the perfect place to put a mobile home, apparently. If you look at the picture of the fucking thing,
my home.
It's just sitting on cinder blocks, like on the road.
Oh my God. Well,
I feel like... Is this a prank? Somebody was like, hey, man.
Hey, watch this. Hey, Bam Margera, where the fuck are you? Did you steal someone's house?
Yeah, right.
Bam's poor mom is going, Bam.
And his dad's like on the shitter, like getting fucking shitter, yeah. Like black cats blown up beside the toilet or something.
So the photos shared by the sheriff's office show the home is loaded onto a trailer, but the hitch is propped up on blocks instead of being attached to a towing vehicle. Investigators are asking anyone with knowledge of the house's origins to contact the sheriff's office.
Fucking incredible.
Allie, please put the image of this fucking...
Like, how does no one... I will.
How does no one recognize... Oh, I know that house. Like, it's Missouri. How many people are, like, in this backwoods Missouri area?
Enough to steal a mobile home,
dude.
I wonder if it was
Ozark
stolen.
In the Missouri. The Ozarks, isn't that Missouri? Like the show Ozark.
I don't know.
Like in the swamps or some shit like that. Are there?
You're probably right.
I was just about to say. I was like, are there swamps in Missouri?
No, that's Arkansas. States of Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma.
Oh, we're all right. Okay,
there you go. Look at that. Okay. But. No, dude. Like,
I was thinking,
was this a robbery gone wrong?
Ozark Plateau.
What, like, I don't understand. And how do you ticket? What are the consequences for this? Like,
sir, if you don't move your home, I'm gonna have to ticket you for. What do you ticket this for?
Do you know?
There's
like whenever
blocking traffic or something, right?
Obstruction of traffic, kind of thing.
Sure.
Okay, so when you're driving down the interstate or any road and there's a car parked on the side of the road and you see a big-ass orange sticker on it or from the cop.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, hey, move your shit.
Yeah.
I wonder if they put one of those on this mobile home and just left it there. It's like, God. If it's not moved within 24 hours.
Do you think they treat it like a car? I'm like...
What if, it's what a if mobile it, home. I don't know.
Do you think it's a sovereign citizen?
Oh, my God. God. Don't say their names. They'll show up.
You're like, don't say it three times for damn sure. Oh, my God, dude. That's ridiculous. Oh
yeah, it's pretty fucking stupid. But, I mean, I was cackling. Like, is that the right word? Cackling.
Yeah, dude. Like, I was yeah. like... That's when amazing.
I read this, I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Middle of the fucking road, dude.
Yeah.
That's great. So, I have discovered a new subreddit that I think I've talked about a little bit. And I'm sorry, but I have to get this out of the way because this shit was just... I knew that Reddit was just run by, like, teenagers. But now it has been fucking, like... whatever, corroborated to the nth degree. So I'm just going to go ahead and say, this is from the subreddit Too Afraid to Ask.
Yes.
Love that subreddit.
Y'all ready for this shit?
I'm so ready.
Because I'm not going to lie, I'm going to go through this, and then I'm going to go through a couple of comments, and then I have one other one, probably going to do the same with that. And then we can move on, but like... reviewing this for the podcast, I was laughing very hard. So, anyhow, so NSFW for the uninitiated, not safe for work. How do I put on a condom? Y'all ready for this?
Oh my God.
I know this sounds like a joke, but my friends keep telling me that I have to stick my testicles in the condom or else semen leaks out.
Hi, I love your friends. Would they like to be a guest on our podcast?
Is this true? Do I really need to do that? Because last time I tried to, the girl ended up walking away after calling me an idiot.
Babe.
My balls.
Babe, my balls.
I'm not sure if it's because I couldn't fit them in or because I was doing it. I live in Texas, and we never got sex ed classes, and I'm too old to just go around asking someone, so it's embarrassing to even post this. Someone, please help. Thanks in advance.
God, just fucking Google it.
Guy, so,
no, you don't put your balls in the condom.
Number one comment. Bro, Google it. There are videos.
Oh, my God.
Why?
Do you know the old trope that there's like a, you know, you use a banana in like sex ed class, right?
Thank you.
It's not a banana and two plums. It's just a banana.
You're not fitting a fruit basket in a fucking like condom. I'm sorry.
That's the show title. Fruit basket in a condom.
Fruit basket. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Allie. So this was another comment that I loved. You ready? Capture squirrel. Tie condom to squirrel's neck. Place acorn between butt cheeks. Release squirrel on your stomach. Squirrel races to get the nut, lassoing your peen with the condom in the process.
Thanks, Mr. Squirrel.
Wait, what? Hold on. Again.
Yes.
For the people in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
It's Larry. Larry's the one in the back.
Capture squirrel.
I'm the one in the back.
You ready?
Yeah. Okay, so capture squirrel.
Tie condom Step to squirrel's one. Neck.
Tie. Okay.
Place acorn between butt cheeks. Release squirrel on your stomach. Squirrel races to get the nut, lassoing your peen with the condom in the process. It's kind of ingenious.
I'm still confused.
Why?
Okay, so...
there's a condom hanging loosely around a squirrel's neck so that when it runs, your erect penis is enveloped.
Oh, so the condom is on you.
No, it's on the squirrel.
And the end is tied to the squirrel's neck.
No, it's on the squirrel.
The squirrel puts it on you.
Yeah. When the squirrel tries to get the nut that fast, it lassos your dick with a jimmy hat.
I still don't understand. I'm sorry.
I'm not
going to
lie.
I can't picture it.
It was a joke, and it must have fallen flat.
I'm like, logistics. how does this? Okay, so that was a condom. That was a comment on how to put a condom on. Okay, gotcha.
But
gotcha.
Apparently, also, which I love this one. I think Pornhub has an actual sex ed section.
They do
in yes. in parentheses at work, so I can't check for sure.
I so is but, it God, or is just, or is it like how? Hey step bro, let me teach you which. It, well,
no, I don't think know. It's like there's any. I don't think there's any nudity.
I don't know. I don't click on the sex ed part.
I don't know.
I'm not here for this.
But hold on,
this is not what I came to decide for.
Now I just have even more questions. So you saw this, and it's tagged NSFW, and then you comment and say, "I'm at work. I can't check into this."
Well, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. Didn't even think about that. I guess they knew that it was going to be text and not just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe you have like
a sexually explicit image. I think
you can turn
image.
Photos off in Reddit, maybe. Yeah, you can. Okay,
I don't know. I always have them on.
Well, we go to Reddit right. for different things, bro. Yeah.
All right, so I'll go ahead and cruise so that we can keep going. So this was, bear with me. All right, here we go. Sucking your own dick doesn't feel good.
Oh.
Okay. I'm
listen, there's out. A lot to unpack here. Okay.
Here we go. So a couple of months ago, I found out that I was able to suck my own dick.
Congratulations, and when I sir.
When I say suck my own dick, I don't mean simply licking the tip.
Oh, just about to say lick the tip.
No, and I'm going to read this verbatim. I don't mean simply licking the tip of penis. And yes, it just says of penis. I mean full on deep throating my entire cock. When I first found out about this, I was so excited and I immediately began sucking my knob.
Larry, if you keep making that face, it's going to get stuck that way.
Though I realized it wasn't really pleasurable at all. It felt more like I was sucking somebody else's dick than sucking my own dick. Don't get me wrong, there was some pleasure, but it was completely overshadowed by the feeling of having a penis in my mouth. I wasn't able to focus on the sensation of being sucked off, since all the focus was on having an entire fucking dick in my mouth.
And he kept going.
It was a surreal experience to feel all of my cock veins and stuff in my mouth. But it wasn't what I was looking for, you know? And no, it wasn't because my head game was trash. I actually became pretty good at dick sucking because of my special ability. So yeah, sucking your own dick is nowhere near comparable to somebody else sucking you off. It just isn't as pleasurable as people making it out to be. I think I'll just stick to jacking off instead.
What the actual fuck is happening here?
This is one of the funniest fucking things I've read on the internet in like.
Okay. One, either this guy is like really flexible, or two, he's got a massive dick.
Excuse me, sir. Is your name Marilyn Manson? Everybody knows that trope. Come on.
Yeah.
Or at least, I'm sorry, everybody our age. So.
Okay. How did we all know about that? I have brought this up, I think, on the podcast before, but I'm like...
It was just a rumor that went around when we were kids.
But, like, how did it go around everywhere? Like,
I don't know. Someone started it, just like everyone...
I don't know. Word of mouth.
You, like, visit your cousins at, like, a family reunion, and you're like, hey, I know you guys are from Iowa. Have you guys heard about Marilyn Manson sucking his own dick? Like, is that how every single one of us does it? Like,
he took out some ribs and... decided he, to suck his own
he,
dick,
he took so. Out a rib. I don't know if you guys heard.
Oh my God.
Wow, you've grown like 3 inches higher since I saw you last. Higher? Sorry.
Yeah, taller? I don't know.
Taller.
Oh my God. That was just one of those things. Okay, so this was... I'm only going to read one comment from this. Yes, it's more like sucking a dick than getting your dick sucked. But what people won't tell you is that at the moment of climax, your top half's instinct is to arch your back while your bottom half's instinct is to thrust forward. Anyway, I learned how to do a backflip.
No! Oh, my God.
No!
No! Oh, sir. My God. That was like...
Sir!
Dude, I'm telling you. Jail. I'm so glad that Allie was like later coming over here than normal, because I was reading this shit in complete silence, dying laughing by myself.
Oh my
and
God.
Like, I'm really glad that I didn't have to explain why I was legitimately crying laughing.
God
anyway,
damn it. No, stop.
Yeah, this was just. Yeah, this is great.
Deletes Reddit app.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be keeping up with
too afraid to ask.
There are like so many good subreddits. Like, oh my God, there's
well, the I guess the issue is with subreddits is that there are so many. So it's like you don't have a whole lot of, for lack of a better term, action on the.
That's why you go to popular. Instead of or view all, yeah. View
well, but
all.
But if you do all, man, then you're getting literally everything.
Well, you can fucking sort them by popularity or some shit.
You can sort by like controversial.
Yeah. True.
And by like hot and by like.
Okay, now you're getting me like way bothered. all right, where are we going to head from Too Afraid to Ask?
I want
to
stay in online world and talk about this mental floss that Sleepy Me found last night that I forgot I found. I had not even been drinking, but I was so sleepy that I like sleep added this to my notes for the day.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I looked back and I was like, oh. Thanks, drunk me. And I was like, wait, I wasn't drunk. But these comments sound like drunk thesauruses.
Hell yeah.
So also this story is from 2013. It came up recommended for me somewhere. And I'm like, what? At least it's new and fresh. So this is from Mental Floss and it's called 11 Spam Comments That Look Like Drunk Thesauruses and Why. So like, I'm not going to read all of them, but you ever see one of those comments that like, you can tell a bot wrote it because it almost sounds right.
Yeah.
It's either a bot or a boomer.
Or somebody whose English is not their first language, but they have a very good vocabulary, but they are not quite using it right.
It's like that guy that turns comments on Facebook into songs.
Yes, that guy's awesome.
Dude, holy hell. That's I came across one of those recently.
They're so good.
It was so great. Yeah.
So the best example is this really short one that says, "Splendid one, man." Okay, like, yeah, splendid can be a synonym for nice, but it sounds weird here. Like,
one man.
And it's like, it sort of sounds like a mix of, like, how do you do, dude? Like, that's just weird. Like, yeah. Okay, so there's one that says, I actually like what you have acquired here.
Yeah, that's not a bot. No.
You talk like that?
I'm being facetious.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know, man. There's one that says, nice task. Okay, so like a job is a task,
nice.
But not always.
Time out. I'm going to start using that with nice my wife.
Yeah, next time someone like posts something on Facebook, I'm just going to comment, nice task.
Nice task. How much?
This one says, hello there. Simply changed into aware of your weblog via Google and located that it is truly informative. Okay, so like.
Oh, okay, I'm not going to lie.
Located that it is truly informative. Could like instead of locate, you could say I found that it's truly informative. Like, yeah. Oh, it's pretty close.
Yeah,
it's not a bot good. Trying to learn.
It's very body.
Getting there.
Yeah.
There's the last one says, I'm going to watch out for Brussels. And it says, this mysterious sentence shows up frequently in comment spam and it seems to replace I'm gonna watch out for updates. How did Brussels get in there? Is it the city or the sprouts? The only substitutions for Brussels that I've seen in this comment are diamonds, gold, and the city. What? Some of these are too long to even try to unpack, but there's one that's... This website is my breathing in. Really superb pattern and perfect subject material. So, like... again, pattern can be a synonym for work when you're talking about weaving.
What?
So, like, instead of saying, like, good work here, they said superb pattern.
What?
And breathing in can sort of mean inspiration. So, like,
are you accusing me of not humaning? What are you saying?
But this one, though, I'm taking a look forward on your subsequent publish. I'll try to get the cling of it.
What?
What the fuck?
I don't know. What? Where's that one? I don't even see that one.
That's number 10.
Oh, wow. I just scrolled right by like three times. Okay. Hang, cling, cling, hang. Instead of like, I'll try to get the hang of it.
Yeah.
So cling, gotcha. Like to hang on something could be it? To cling on something.
God.
Could the dangle of it.
The dangle, yeah.
This is so fun. I love seeing these weird comments where you're just like, are you a bot? Or are you really high?
Yeah. My God. I mean, splendid, come on. We've all been there.
Splendid one, man.
Splendid one, man.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Dude, I want to talk about something that I would totally do. This was actually sent to me the other night by Bruce. So thank you, Bruce, for this article.
Yay. Ooh.
Let's
keep your pants on, bro.
I'm going to preface this by saying I don't answer phone calls from numbers that I don't know.
No one should, right?
Yeah, I just don't. I just don't.
If it's important, they'll leave a voicemail, right?
So if I were to ever get lost, though.
This fucking story.
I would call someone if I have cell phone service. But if I'm not answering, don't you think that I just don't want to be found? So, Colorado hiker lost for 24 hours, ignored rescuers' calls because the hiker didn't recognize the number.
I wish the spam number would quit calling me. Don't they know I'm busy being lost?
I'm so lost. I wish I could call for help. Who the fuck is calling me?
I wish someone would check on me. Not wait, this guy about understand. My extended warranty.
So why can't they call out if they can be called?
I don't think he was actually... Okay, so let's
unpack. Yeah, go ahead.
The rescuer told officials they had... The rescuer told officials they had wandered off the trail and could not find their way back. A Colorado hitchhiker who had wandered off the trail got lost and ignored repeated phone calls from rescuers because the hiker didn't recognize the number. All right, again, a title. The person started hiking Mount Elbert from South Trailhead on October 18th around 9 a.m. Lake County Search and Rescue said the hiker didn't return by evening. Five LCSAR members, I'm assuming that's a fucking task force, whatever, searched for the hiker until early the next morning, but were unsuccessful.
Okay.
The missing hiker finally showed up at their place of lodging around 9:30, and the search was called off. So I'm assuming that he was like checked into a place.
Just a callback to a couple weeks ago. Hey, you guys looking for me? I'm here. I've been here the whole time.
Is this a search party that was?
You guys said party.
You guys look like search. You need some help.
So they spent the night searching for the trail, and once located, bounced around onto different trails trying to locate the proper trailhead, all while not realizing that the rescue team was out looking for them. So like I said, I think that they checked into a place that, like, or they coordinate or some shit. Like, you have to be back by a certain time. If you're not, then you're considered lost, I guess. So they kept ignoring the calls. LCSAR said the subject ignored repeated phone calls because they simply didn't recognize the number. Also, LCSAR has now left other hikers with some advice. If you're overdue according to your itinerary, there you go. There's an itinerary, so you have a time to leave and you have a time to get back. That's why they were considered lost. And you start getting repeat phone calls from an unknown number. Please answer the fucking phone. That is verbatim. No, I'm just kidding. That's not verbatim. That's, you know, here and there is what they said. They did say to answer the phone if you start getting a random phone call from an unknown number. So these people checked into the itinerary. They're like, okay, you got to be back by a certain time. And they weren't back. They wandered off. Rescue team was, or a search party was called in. They didn't answer the damn phone. So they were considered lost. Total Larry vibe. 100%.
It's just right one there. Person. They're just saying they because they're not saying the gender, but it's just one hiker.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
It is.
Like, it's not like a group of people that are all not answering their phones.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Fox News recognized that.
They probably copied this from somewhere and pasted it somewhere.
I mean, isn't that how news works in general? It's kind of all cyclical. Everybody references each other.
Pretty much.
It normally is what source. So. No, dude, this is. Oh my God.
I would totally do that. Don't get me wrong. I would do that. Like, if I'm just like, hey, leave me alone. Mind your own fucking business. Who the fuck is calling me? I'm trying to relax on this trail. Oh shit, where am I? Who the fuck is calling me?
Oh my God. Yeah. I just don't even understand. Like, yeah, it makes no sense. It makes no sense.
No, it does not.
Okay.
You know what else doesn't make sense? What Kevin Gates said.
Yeah. Allie. Okay. Some dude today told me that he went to the Kevin Gates concert today or last night, and that's why he lost his voice. A rapper?
Okay.
Yeah, it's a rapper.
I didn't know he was in town, but when he said...
I don't even know who he is.
I didn't before this article that I saw yesterday, and this guy didn't have a voice today. I was like, where's your voice, buddy? And he's like, I went to the Kevin Gates show, and I was like, yeah? So this guy, Kevin Gates, he says that men should not ejaculate during sex.
That's meta.
Ma'am.
He says
pinch the base. No. Pinch it really hard.
Oh, no.
You gotta put your balls in the condom.
Put your balls in the condom, bro.
And then you won't come.
He said
no shit.
He was trying to give men tips for maintaining a healthy body. And he said, I was telling you, it's really healing to your body. It's gonna sound crazy, but it's semen retention. Not releasing, no semen. He clarified that men should still have sex, but they should not ejaculate. Your intention should be to please your partner and don't release no semen.
All right, so
don't release no
this
semen.
This is just a
great grammar.
This is just a PSA. If you are looking to celebrities, rappers, artists,
you mean
anything
to tell me that rappers don't give the best sex advice?
I'm saying
relationship advice.
I'm gonna go ahead and say advice other than how to be successful as a fill in the blank as to what they're doing, like specifically. I'm sorry, you're looking in the wrong area.
He's a 35 year old rapper who went platinum earlier.
Oh, shit. Same, okay, yeah, no. I'm sorry. I stand corrected. Yeah.
He engages in a lot of foreplay and enjoys pleasuring a woman's G-spot. Don't even tell me where your spot at. I'm going to find it. I am to please my partner, whatever partner I'm dealing with at the time.
I'm a G. Hey, man, they call me the G-spot blood hand.
No.
Stop. If you're sniffing for it, you're doing it wrong.
And then there's like some bullshit about like...
Excuse me. I broke Daniel.
The practice of semen retention.
I'm cracking myself up over here.
The practice has been around since the start of mankind. That's a weird phrasing. Are you a bot? There are some benefits to semen retention. Some people believe that it improves fertility, mental and physical health, and it aids in spiritual growth.
No,
hey man,
bullshit.
You guys
want to
meet God?
Really
just
bad,
don't come.
Hey, it gives you a really bad case of blue balls, and that is not fun.
I was going to say, hey, baby, I know we're having a great time, but my nut sex feels like it's about to explode.
I love the logic that this improves fertility. Like, if I don't come and I hold it all up, then when I do, it's sure to make it. Like, what is?
Because it's a fucking bigger load. It's a dump truck load of semen.
It is
spiritual growth.
How?
Hey man,
what if you didn't come? It didn't happen.
Like a real
going back.
You seem like a down to earth, just a real man of God, right? Like
Allie,
you definitely walking with Christ. And I need to know how.
No, I'm sitting
here.
This
is a way. This is a way to get away with saying, no, I didn't technically have sex with her. I didn't get off.
Yeah.
So it doesn't count. I only get off for you, baby.
I only get off for you, baby. Dude,
there's a couple,
sounds like a promise ring.
There's a couple Instagram comments quoted on here, and there's one that instead of the N-word, I'm just going to say man. It says, this man's stupid, Your Honor.
Yeah. Jeez, dude.
Someone's like, this is who y'all attracted to?
Incredible. Fucking incredible,
so
man.
So good.
Can I tell you guys about nature?
I would love to hear about nature.
Are you going to talk to us about hippos?
Maybe a couple.
Another throwback. Well, we covered Escobar's hippers.
Yeah, we did.
Hippers. Love me some hippers.
Escobar's hippers. All right. Sorry, I gotta type real quick, y'all. What are you typing?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay,
you read it. You go.
Thank you. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and give a shout out to Matt R. He sent me this article, so I have to give credit where credit is due, and it's pretty fucking amazing. So, Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippos are legally people, says U.S. judge. So, let's unpack this a little bit.
I saw this article earlier whenever I was looking for some articles, and I was like, I don't think I could do it justice. Like, I just,
dude. So
good on you.
From the headline, uh-huh. I want to hope that it's kind of clickbaity and that there's more that the law basically says that they almost have as many rights as humans in this regard.
Yeah. Okay. It's definitely.
So are they going to prosecute the hippos like that? Like, I didn't read the article. Yes. I read I started the first paragraph and I was like,
Not like they're like issuing out like voting like cards to, you know, hippo voting registration.
You have been a bad hippo, yeah, and you're going to hippo jail.
Yeah. But
hippo, you have not paid your taxes in 5 years.
But this was the thing that I absolutely loved about this article. I walked into this and I was like, this sounds like obviously bizarre. And it is bizarre.
So are Escobar's hippers. But, hippers! Oh my
god! Damn it! What's wrong with you?
Oh my god.
But the other thing is just literally hippos and their anatomy. God, anatomically. Anyway, anatomy. The descendants of cocaine baron Pablo Escobar's hippos in Colombia should have the same legal rights as people. A federal court in the U.S. ruled this week.
Is this judge high on Escobar's cocaine?
Maybe. The ruling by a judge at a federal court in Ohio. So, no.
This would happen.
Escobar had a far reach.
Very true. This came in response to a lawsuit filed on behalf of the hippos by a charity, the Animal Legal Defense Fund. Or the ALDF.
The ALDF.
Yeah. Commonly known as the ALDF. To make hippos, quote, interested persons, end quote, in the ongoing case of whether to cull or sterilize the herd over concerns of environmental damage and public safety. So I get this because I'm going to go ahead and cruise further down because everybody knows what fucking happened to Pablo Escobar. So what has happened at this point is he has a bunch of After his death.
He had a whole zoo.
He had a whole zoo, but they took the vast majority, and by the vast majority, I think pretty much everything but the hippos. After his death, authorities removed most of the animals to the zoos, or private collections, but left four hippos running free along the Magdalena River, where they thrived in Colombia's year-round wet climate and without any natural predators. Now numbering more than 100 creatures along the banks of the river, hippos like to fuck. The situation, according to Colombian officials, has grown increasingly dangerous to both the river's ecology and safety of nearby residents. Hippos are fucking mean.
They're wild.
Okay, I have questions.
Thank you. They are wild.
Like
yes.
Like
questions.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have mm-hmm, questions mm-hmm, here. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is? I may have missed.
Time out. Are you reading ahead? Because if you steal my thunder,
no, I'm not. I'm not. Okay. I'm not. What the fuck is a court in Ohio have to do with Colombian hip-hop?
Have you met our legal system? Like, recently, like, people are ruling on shit all across the country, and it's the, like, most batshit thing.
This isn't even our country.
Is it in Cuyahoga County? Because I swear to God.
Oh, that's a good point. It isn't even our country, because it's Colombia.
It's in Colombia. What the fuck does Ohio have to do with hippos in Colombia?
Well, hey, guess what, dude? Once they give them, like, U.S. citizen rights... The next thing, it's these fucking hippos are going to want passports, bro.
Like, what's the deal? Like, are they eating?
I know.
Did Pablo Escobar start feeding humans and they developed a taste and now their descendants are eating humans? Like, what the fuck is... What's happening? Explain it to me,
Danny. I'm not going to lie. I can't really opine on what you just asked. But
why is this a thing?
Like, I can tell you why, what the issue is.
Okay,
because they've got so many fucking hippos that they're producing a boatload of waste and methane gas that can literally change the chemical composition of the river's water. And they're saying that there's already signs of deadly algae blooms that caused by the excrement of the hippos in this Magdalena River. So these hippos are consuming a boatload of plant life, putting out a boatload of waste, and it's changing the fucking ecosystem over there.
Daniel, look at me. Look at me, Daniel. Okay. Have you heard of cow farms?
Yes.
Same shit happens in the U.S. Now, why are we worried about fucking hippos?
We eat the cows.
It's true. Have you tried to eat a hippo? They'll eat you before.
No!
They'll eat you before you try to eat it, dude.
And big meat. Can't fuck with big meat.
Big meat. No, can't fuck with big meat.
Big meat.
Show title.
Big meat.
All right. So anyway, so we were talking about, or I say we. I was talking about the deadly algae blooms and all that jazz. This is where it gets interesting to me. Like. Beforehand, I was like, okay, yeah, you've got a bunch of, like, rambunctious animals that are shitting everywhere and eating everything, and, like, yes, that sucks, and it's ridiculous. The problem is that fucking the genitalia of hippos, in order to sterilize them, it's very difficult to even figure out what the fuck sex a hippo is.
Okay, but do you think if a hippo could suck its own dick that it would?
Wait, let me take the Reddit.
I feel like they're not the most flexible of dudes, so they would be like, I can't even scratch my armpit. Like, I can't.
Once again, they just need to put the condom over their balls and they'll be
everything's able to. Fine. That's all you gotta do.
Did you guys just, like, literally tie every story that I've covered into one riff? I'm going to applaud you. So check this out, though. As such, Colombian authorities have suggested culling, but despite their fearsome reputation, not the Colombian authorities, but the hippos.
Probably the
Colombian authorities.
Yeah, right. I don't know. People suicide themselves on occasion. The hippos are rather beloved in the Colombian community, and killing the hippos has so far been ruled out by local authorities, who prefer efforts to sterilize the hippos to prevent the community from growing. But hippo genitalia is very difficult to identify and remove, and even hippo-experienced veterinarians are forced to drug the creatures and conduct invasive examinations in order to determine a hippo's sex. And sterilizing the hippo is even more complicated, driving the cost of taking a single hippo out of reproductive service to around $50,000.
Look, I don't know why they're making it this hard. Did you guys ever see Fantasia? The girl hippos wear tutus and they have bows on their head.
Pink tutus.
Pretty it's obvious. Yeah. Those are lady hippos.
Come on. Come on, guys.
Dude, hippos are wearing a bow tie and carrying a suitcase to work.
Thank you.
Duh.
Of course.
One. Like, what? Let's mind our own goddamn business, first
okay,
of all.
Okay, okay. I think the answer to why the fuck we're covering this in the U.S. is that the Animal Legal Defense Fund is filing a lawsuit on behalf of the hippos.
God damn it. Okay, so they want the hip. So hey,
have you
kill a hippo?
Have you, like, been introduced to the shit show that is the legal system and, like, advocation of, in my opinion, yes. And I'm sorry, come at me, doesn't matter. Like, kind of silly things that it's like, I'm sorry, hippo rights? Have you guys seen the fucking starving people on the roads and stuff around, like, the U.S.? People are shitting in the streets of large cities and stuff. It's like, come on. I think we have other issues.
I totally understand, you know, animal protection or whatever. I get that. I'm all for that. But if you're going to give hippos human rights, right, so that people don't kill them automatically... Then
go ahead.
I can't form this.
Go ahead and try to make sense of this shit.
It doesn't. Like, first of all, in the U.S., cool, do it. But why the fuck is the U.S. like doing this in Colombia? Like,
but the hippers.
Also, second thing, why are they called cocaine hippos?
Because they ate a bunch of cocaine, right?
They were bought with cocaine money. They were Escobar's hippos.
Oh.
I figured they dumped a bunch and, like, they ate it or something. Man. Oh, no, maybe I'm thinking of coke. No, I'm thinking of cocaine bear.
You're thinking
bear.
Of cocaine bear, which is
damn
a good
it.
Dude. Yeah. Cocaine hippos.
That's a good dude.
I covered, but dude. It's been a minute.
I bet you're right, dude. Yeah. I'm sorry. I
think it was just because they were...
They were bought with it. Yeah, they were bought with the money.
Okay, listen. Wait, okay. Listen. I just Googled cocaine hippos, and all the results are about this story. But... People also ask, how much cocaine do hippos have? I'm sorry. Do they what?
I will take one hippo worth of cocaine.
I would like
cocaine.
A hippo of cocaine, please.
So, do you, okay. Little tangent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. These Google, like, suggestions.
It's too much.
And, like, well, no, my question is, has this actually been asked, or is this, like, kind of bot work?
Like, I feel you like it saying? Has to, because surely no one, also, sometimes the grammar is so bad that it'll be like, how much hippo do a coke? And you're like, what?
What? What? Yeah. This one's great.
Yeah,
so to let's go ahead and put a pin in this one,
please.
So to quote the ALDF executive director, Stephen Wells, animals have the right to be free from cruelty and exploitation. Agreed. And the failure of U.S. courts to recognize their rights impedes the ability to enforce existing legislative protections. The court's order authorizing the hippos to exercise their legal right to obtain information in the United States is a critical... I'm sorry. I had to stop because... What?
Mr. Hippo, I am a lawyer. Have you
Mr. Hippo, have you retained, I respect your rights as a hippo.
Mr. Hippo, I'm a lawyer. Have you retained representation yet?
Actually, Mr. or Mrs. Hippo, it's still yet to be determined. Fellow hippo person.
I can't finish this. This is the fucking joke, right?
The fuck is
Vice,
happening?
Fucking get your shit together. Like, why? Anyway.
This story is this insane. This is insane.
All right. Christopher Berry, ALDF's managing attorney, told AFP on on Thursday, the district court order, quote, will help the hippos in their lawsuit not to die. That's the immediate impact of it. It's the first concrete example of a U.S. court authorizing animals to exercise a legal right in the animal's own name. We live in a clown world. I'm sorry.
I worry that this might set some sort of precedent.
It is going to set a precedent, and it's going to be like, dude, it's going to be the fact that somehow Miet is going to take you to fucking court, and I don't know how it's going to happen.
Miet will be like, you paid me?
Yeah, Miet is going to fucking own you, and you're going to owe your fucking... animal, you're gonna own your domesticated fucking cat that can't fucking live on its own.
Child support. You're gonna own your cat child Miet, support. Like,
what? Miet, please do not listen to any more of this podcast.
I mean, this is a fucking joke.
I want to know what's going on with Kellogg's, though.
Oh. Did you ask about Kellogg's?
Yes.
Okay. Well, hang on, because we've got time for about one more. Do we want to do Kellogg's, or does anybody else have anything?
I mean, do you see the spreadsheet? I have a shit ton.
Well, no, I understand that, but I'm just not. Sorry, we don't get paid quite yet, so I'm not going to be tired as shit trying to deal with my child in the morning. Yeah,
I do want to cover the very last one that I have, but I don't care. You can go first or whichever. I don't
know. Go ahead. No, right. just cover it.
Because it's a weird one.
I'll cover this real quick. Yeah. Kellogg's, there is a person, there are two people coming at you real quick because they apparently thought that when you said strawberry Pop-Tarts, there was strawberry in it. For the rest of the fucking normal society, it's strawberry tasting fucking like paste. That's it. That's it. I'm sorry. If
they thought there were strawberries in it?
They were like, oh, it doesn't have enough nutritional value because you say that they're strawberry Pop-Tarts.
Is this going to be like how cheese has to call itself cheese product if it's not like a pure...
Exactly. And exactly what you said, Larry, they're called strawberry Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, like what did you expect the nutritional value to be?
Next, it's like chalk. Yeah, next to the strawberry ones are the fucking s'mores one.
Yeah. Like, I love strawberry Pop-Tarts.
Oh, I agree. I completely keep them agree. I love them.
Bought out at the store.
They're delicious. Like, yeah. But do I expect there to be a lot of strawberry in them?
No. And I just if you have expect this weird that, addiction to them.
No, well, but if you expect that, you need to manage your own expectations. Right. Better. It's fucking ridiculous. No,
like, I don't understand the logic of the lady seeking $5 million. Like,
it's the same as the lady that, like, I believe it was a lady that got fucking coffee from McDonald's.
Nope. You need to look into that. No, I will set you straight again on that.
That was
really
bad.
She got third-degree burns on her labia because they heated the coffee way more than is legal to heat coffee.
Okay. I will not fight that. Saying, I will not fight story. That. But my point is
easy target, okay. But...
but time out. There are a boatload of fucking stupid, asinine lawsuits.
But hers was valid.
Hers might have been valid, and I stand corrected.
Yeah.
But my point is it's like, dude, don't clog up our legal system for with real. This bullshit. Yeah. We have shit that like actually needs to be handled.
Yeah.
And strawberry Pop-Tarts are not that.
No. Leave strawberry Pop-Tarts alone.
I know.
Right? I love them.
I agree. God. All right. Please take it away.
Man, Alex. I don't want to end on this. So Larry, come up with something light after this. Just something quick and light.
I have something because we cannot do an episode without a mirror.
Hang on.
Is it the cord? Okay. Technical difficulties. Please hold. Do, 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 do.
Do, do, do.
Better.
We're good.
It's better.
Done.
Okay. Anyway.
Cool. Okay. So.
We can.
What?
Can you hear us?
Yeah. We can't do an episode without covering mirror.
Covering mirror?
Oh, the mirror.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah. So Mary sent me the story today, and I was like, what the fuck? Three Florida teens will be charged as adults in the death and high school death of a high school classmate who was fatally stabbed and hidden in the bushes. So these three teenagers in Miramar, Florida, they're going to be charged as adults. They killed their fellow high school student. Police say they were found badly beaten, stabbed, and hidden in some bushes in the apartment complex.
What?
So the suspects were a boy and two girls, which I think is interesting. You usually hear more men killing people, and that's who get caught. But there was an arrest warrant. They're charging him with first degree murder, criminal conspiracy, and evidence tampering.
We're looking at you, Larry. Not she wasn't looking at me. What? I'm kidding.
Out of these, out of this group, I am the least likely person to kill someone right now.
Why you say that? you have a really menacing look. Oh my gosh, Matt R just texted me. That's really funny.
Ah.
Anyway,
so the teen's mom made contact with the cops on October 19th, and she had been watching surveillance video from the apartment complex, and she saw what she said was two men beating her child while a woman watched.
Wow.
But she told the police she hadn't seen her son since 2 days before that. I'm like, it's unclear, and I feel like this is just now really becoming news, so maybe more news will come out about it. But I don't know if she reported him missing before. I don't know. But so basically the officers got there, they found some blood. They ended up finding the deceased teen in the bushes with a broken knife laying on the ground in front of him. The surveillance video shows the three suspects, who were a 17-year-old male, a 17-year-old female, and a 16-year-old female, walking out of an apartment building together, walking to the crime scene where the victim lived. One of those suspects, one of the females, told detectives that the male suspect was in the possession of a large sword and a small knife at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is just weird. So it all came down to saying,
sword?
Right? The female suspect previously made plans over text message to have sex with the murder victim, and the pretense was used to draw him out of his apartment the day he was killed.
Hmm.
But text messages back and forth between two of those suspects show that the male suspect was upset with the victim because he believed the victim had sex with his ex-girlfriend. And then the detective spoke with the ex-girlfriend, and she said that it was all consensual. So, like, this guy's just mad that his ex is having sex with someone else, so he kills that guy? Damn.
Wow. Toxic. Dude,
but, man, and I don't...
Also, you
like
think
I
you're
said,
gonna not get caught? You think you're gonna not get caught?
Well, and like I've said, like, a boatload previously, I don't know if we're just, like... If people are just more on edge, like,
yes.
The next... Is it?
Yeah, I really think so. I think people are way more on edge.
Well, I think that people don't have healthy outlets for, like, not even aggression, but just, like...
Frustration.
You know, like, just talking to people and, like, it's I don't even know what the hell it is, man.
Like, I feel like most people need therapy.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, well,
no
well,
shame in that.
Well, but the thing is therapy in quotation marks, because it's like...
You need
you
some
might not,
form of, yeah.
Well, you might not need it, like, in the sense of, like, going to somebody, but it's like, for instance, I love to talk to some of my buddies and stuff and just, like, get shit off my chest and, like, whatever. And, like, they do the same. And, like, and but, like, when you put people into these scenarios of just being completely cut off from all of those outlets, dude, you're not going to have, like, good things come to fruition.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, ugh. I don't even know.
It's so sad because I'm like, you were so mad that your ex-girlfriend is hooking up with somebody else that you're going to kill the new dude?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And you're
it's
all
supremely
kids.
Fucked.
You're all 16 to 18. Like,
start
fuck.
Like, well, and that's the really rough part about all this is that it's, yes, but I remember being that age, and I remember that shit seeming so fucking important.
It was the end of the world at the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah.
But it's like having someone there to, like, explain to you, no, it's not. Like, yeah, I know you're super upset. I know that you have all these feels and shit. Like,
and your parents would be like, you're young. You'll meet someone else. You're like, you don't know.
Yeah.
And then, like, you look back and you're like, okay, you were right.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But, yeah, man, that's just, God, that's so fucking sad. Like, holy hell.
No. Okay, Larry, bring us something good.
All right. Let me make you feel good, but I'm going to also make you throw up. So,
am I deep throwing my own dick again?
Do you remember when we had this discussion of whether breast milk was vegan to humans?
Oh my god, we sure did.
So I came across this from fucking Love Mirror. Listening.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
A mom turns her breast milk into butter and feeds it to her partner on a piece of toast.
Well, that's me. I'm just gonna.
Yep. Allie left. Allie left. So,
what the actual fuck kind of prank is this?
Whoa, time out. You just took the leap to making it a prank.
Dude, if you look at her face while she's doing this, it's definitely like a TikTok prank, like for sure. Okay, so here it is. Breastfeeding is, of course, one of the most natural things in the world, but somehow it doesn't feel quite so natural when it's the mom's partner who is on the receiving end of said milk and not her child.
And we're right back to this.
So, one mom decided to give herself a giggle by not just feeding her boyfriend breast milk, but by churning it into butter and spreading it on toast. And it might be a little unorthodox, really.
A little. A scotch.
But you have to admit.
Smidge. Just a smidge.
She does a good job. No. No, she does not. So, in a TikTok video, there you go. Mom Laura decides to show off the results of her little at-home science experiment and says she has never felt so proud. This is aggravated assault. Before
I would
bursting
fucking
into
press charges. Yes. I am not kidding. This is bullshit. This is so offensive.
Yes, this is like drugging someone without them knowing.
Like,
okay, I don't know.
But explain
so
to me.
So, full disclosure, I tasted Megan's breast milk.
She's going to be so happy that you just said that.
No, I don't give a shit because it's not like I'd fucking drank it from her breast.
Okay,
like I sipped a little bit just to see what the fuck it tasted like.
But she didn't trick you into it.
True.
Yeah,
true.
She didn't trick you into it. You did it on your own. So,
and then I was like, give me more of that.
No, I'm just kidding.
She filmed this and then burst out laughing in the video. The journey from breast milk to butter began after Laura expressed her milk and then turned.
Well, after Laura milked herself. No, I'm just kidding.
And then left it in a jug until the cream rose to the top.
It always does, doesn't it?
She later churned the cream and turned it into thick and yellow, as well as truly looking like butter. Taking to TikTok at the start of the month, Laura shared her creation, which she named her Utter Butter.
No.
And your clip has since been viewed more than 1.2 million times.
I would love to meet this girl.
I'm telling Megan.
This is so ridiculous. There's so much effort that's being put forth.
Show title, Utter Butter.
I kind of like it. I'm going to text it.
Damn it.
In a follow-up video, Laura and her husband gave the bread. Wait, what? Laura and her husband gave the breast milk butter the ultimate taste test by spreading it on a plain piece of toast, and it's fair to say that neither of them were overly impressed. Hold on, didn't it say boyfriend at first?
I don't know.
Maybe they're both there.
Yeah, she's not just by feeding her boyfriend, and now there's a husband.
Okay.
Yeah, it definitely does. Mirror, yeah. I'm going to need you to do better.
Jeez.
Anyway,
maybe they got married during the day that this happened, right?
Whatever. She was quoted as saying, "It doesn't taste great."
Well, you got to put a little like salt in it. Come on.
While gagging on her own utter butter. Oh, meanwhile, Husband rated it at a 5 out of 10 and confessed he would only consider eating it if he was really hungry.
Dude, if you asked me to rate a food and I rated it a 5 out of 10, I don't think that's something I would only eat when I'm really hungry. Like,
I would probably not eat it, right?
I was going to say I don't know. I guess it would depend on what my options are. Well, okay, time out.
What's another food that you would rate as a 5? Because, I mean, 5s are like... A peanut butter sandwich, I would do a 5.
Sure, sure.
But it's like...
Like, I'm not excited about it, but it's food.
Food, and it will make me not
and
hungry.
I'm not going to be like, while I'm eating it. Yeah. You know, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No,
guess listen, I never try to rate my foods. Like,
this article started by
do you even Insta? No, just kidding.
So, apparently, it wasn't unknowingly to him. Right, like he knew the whole thing was happening because he ended up rating it and apparently he was part of the whole fucking thing.
He's like, out of 0 to 10, I give it, I'm a fucking pissed off motherfucker right now because I was mistakenly fed like breast butter.
Listen, Laura, I'm busy. I've been practicing some stretches like towards the middle and I'm trying to suck my own dick and this is really cutting into my time.
Episode title. Booby butter.
I don't care about your utter butter. I've got other hobbies.
The first comment on this article says, fair enough. Look at the things men ask women to put in their mouths. Excuse me? What are you putting in your mouth?
Well, honestly, I just put really delicious foods in my wife's mouth. So, because I'm a great cook.
Oh, no, but I just don't understand why people do this shit just for internet fame. It's like, let me
time
spray
out.
My titty
says
milk out.
Says the guy that sits on TikTok for like 6 hours straight.
Nine hours.
Nine
and a half?
Listen. We're not talking about me. We're talking about other people. Okay.
I'm just saying, that's why they do it. Because they get, leave me they out get of this. Clicks. You are a click.
I don't know. I don't know how to feel about this. The fact that the partner knew... Cool.
Okay, that's better.
Fine. But if he was unaware of it, I'd call the cops. Straight to jail.
Straight to vegan jail.
God damn, I hate you guys.
I'm sorry, man. You've just made yourself a very easy target for Allie and I because we are obviously omnivores over here. So, but. And I'm not talking about eating one of those.
Hey.
I'm just talking about that we have arrived. By the time I fucking like stumble over the outro, we'll be done with this episode. So, does anybody have anything they want to add prior to?
I do want to add one thing. Sure. We did put a poll on Facebook. What was it, yesterday? Mm-hmm. So
last week, you mean, because this is going out on Monday.
Yeah, whatever. So here's the thing, guys, if you're listening to this, we're playing around with this idea of giving you more content to obviously consume. Right. And this is something that we want to do to not only entertain you guys, but also grow the podcast. And we would like to know if you guys would be interested in live or not live, but actual video footage of us recording. Mm-hmm. So, if you are interested in something like that, please let us know. Write us in, or just comment on the poll that's still up, right? Still up on there
on the Tether Radio After Dark Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So if that's something that intrigues you, if you would like to see the faces that Allie makes, the shit that Daniel gags over,
the times where Larry thinks he has to get up close to the camera.
Yeah. We would love to prepare those things for you, but obviously, you know, we would like your input on that.
We don't want to generate content that does not want to be consumed.
Yeah, if you're like actually like friends with us in real life and stuff, please don't think that you have to. Like, we're not going to be mad if you don't pay
this
for a Patreon.
This is more of us just like throwing out something. If whatever, if you want to join, cool. If you don't want to join, dude. No hard feelings by any stretch.
Yeah, we'll keep doing the normal stuff, too.
Holy hell, yeah. We legitimately just like doing this. Yep. So, Or at least, I'm sorry, I won't speak for the other two. I love yelling into this microphone, just obscene things, because I've tried doing that at my wife, and she's just told me that she might divorce me. So I'm just saying, yes, this is my outlet. If you want to be part of my outlet, let me know. No, so anywho, so I believe that this has wrapped up episode 173 of the Tether Radio Podcast. We are right around an hour and a half. I don't think we're gonna have an untethered this week because we got a little late start today, but we normally put out untethers on untetherds. God, ooh, that's kind
whoa
of that's kind
yeah
of a that's weird word,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
okay, thank you. Anywho, we put those out on Wednesdays now, and yeah, let us know what you guys thought about this and any of the past stuff. Just you can shoot all of that to tetherradio@gmail.com. That's tetherradio@gmail.com. tetherradio@gmail.com. We are on Twitter and Instagram at @tether_radio. We're on
soon to
Mark
be
Zuckerberg's Meta. Anyway, no, dude, that's the dumbest fucking name ever. So
yeah,
but we're gonna be on it because guess what? It's free at this point, and all we have to pay is our souls. So, Facebook, all one word, Tether Radio. We have the Tether Radio After Dark Facebook group. That is fantastic. Larry puts polls out there, and not the one between his legs, just the ones that we get votes on. Now, if you would want to see the poll between his legs and get votes on it, let us know.
No!
But
drop my OnlyFans.
Check out his legend Larry, right?
God damn it. Daniel, you're exposing me.
Man, you can't make your OnlyFans the same handle as your, like, safe for work shit.
Listen. It's cross-platform all the same. It just makes everything
there easy. You go, man. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we got our Tether Radio After Dark Facebook group. We just fuck around on that. Shit posting, polls, all sorts of stuff there. We've got Read with Tether, our other Facebook group. That it's our book club. We just wrapped up A Head Full of Ghosts by Paul Tremblay. And it was a really, really fun discussion.
It was. I'm kind of toying with us making it just a horror book club.
Have you met your co-host?
Right? Like, I mean, like, that would track. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, Larry, you don't get an input. You don't read.
Sorry.
Okay, executive decision. Okay. We might be a horror book club now.
Okay.
I'm dead.
I'm sorry. Was I supposed to give up, like, a lot of, like...
Right? Like, I don't know. No.
I hate this. Okay, I'm in.
No, please, no.
But the cool thing is that if you join up and opine on the books that we're choosing, we are completely open-minded to having other things. We're just kind of serving the people that are showing up at this point. So
yeah, that being said, next month the book is going to be Dr. Seuss and the Triple Homicide. Oh,
there you go. Yeah. Yeah. He didn't see that knife. He didn't. Damn it. I was going to come up with something.
Didn't
I
see
can't
that
do.
Man lose a life.
He stabbed him thrice. It was very nice. Anywho, we've got the Tether Radio newsletter that comes out every Monday before the full episodes. It has... all of the sources that we use for the full episode. Allie does an incredible job putting it together. Neither Larry nor I are ever going to take credit for that because that's her baby. So,
yeah, that's right.
But yeah, so we've got that goes out. You can go to tetherradio.substack.com to check out the current or past newsletters. You can also take those little fingers of yours and type in your email address and sign up so that it just comes to your email inbox every Monday. I would advise that. It's super easy and it's great. It's a fun little read. So, yeah, sign up for that at tetherradio.substack.com. Like I mentioned earlier, Tether Radio Untethered, those come out on Wednesdays now. They're kind of either our overflows, or if we want to kind of cover a larger topic for maybe around a half hour or something like that, then that's what we do then. I think that is about it.
I think so.
So, yeah. Anybody mm-hmm. else got anything to add?
Nope.
No, man.
All right.
No, I'm just putting up my, I'm putting on my my dick cage, and we're all right, good.
Good. Chastity belt on.
Wait,
and
why does the dick come out for the podcast? I hate that.
Listen,
No, Larry.
Don't ask questions you don't want answers to.
So we're thanking you guys so much for joining us for episode 173 of the Tether Radio Podcast. I'm Daniel.
I'm Allie.
And I'm Larry.
We thank you so much for joining us for right around 1.5 hours. We hope you guys have a fantastic week and weekend, and we look forward to talking to you the next Monday. Take it easy, friendos.
Bye.
Bye.